Concours Écricom 2015. Épreuve orale de langue anglaise. Texte numéro 6. The end of ownership. The zero marginal cost economy. Society is undergoing tremendous change right now. Those of us who enjoy services like Uber and Kickstarter are experiencing it firsthand. The sharing and collaboration practices of the internet are extending to transportation, Uber, hotels, Airbnb, financing, Kickstarter, music services, Spotify, and even software development, Linux, Drupal. While the consumer sharing economy gives us a taste of what it's like to live in a world where we own less, perhaps there's an equally powerful message for the business community. Using collaboration, companies are dramatically reducing the production cost of their goods or services. Welcome to the zero marginal cost economy, a way of doing business where ownership of a core process is surrendered to community collaboration. In economic terms, the cost of a product or a good can be divided into two parts. The first part is a setup cost, which is the cost of assembling the team and tools needed to make the first unit. The second part is called the marginal cost, or the cost of producing a single additional unit. For decades, competitive markets have focused on driving productivity up and marginal costs down, enabling businesses to reduce the price of their goods and services to compete against one another. A good example of this approach is Toyota, which completely reinvented how cars were made through lean manufacturing, thus changing the entire automotive industry. Japanese cars were produced much more quickly than their American counterparts, created via traditional assembly lines in Detroit, ultimately driving down the final cost for consumers and shrinking margins for companies like Ford. Software development methodologies, like the lean startup methodology and Kanban, are modelled after the Toyota production line and have made software development more efficient. Today, that focus is changing. Within service industries like hospitality and transportation, new entrants are succeeding not by optimizing production, but by eliminating production costs altogether. Consider Uber versus traditional taxi companies. For a traditional taxi company to add another taxi to its fleet, a car and license need to be acquired at significant cost. Instead of shouldering that setup cost, Uber can add another taxi to its inventory at almost no cost by enabling people to share their existing cars, all coordinated via the internet. The fact that these companies have near zero marginal cost production is threatening long-standing business and regulatory models alike. In the software industry, the low marginal cost of producing open source software threatens proprietary software companies. Free open source software essentially can undermine the way proprietary software companies make money, selling software licenses. By sharing the cost to develop software, organizations can increase their productivity, accelerate innovation, and bring down their setup costs. The open source ideology extends even further beyond software. Recently, Elon Musk open-sourced the patents for Tesla to push the automotive industry to create more electric cars. If Elon Musk is a telling example, it's further proof that capitalism is starting to become more collaborative rather than centered around individual ownership. Great businesses can be built by adding value on top of a low marginal cost community that is owned by many. Organizations that figure out how to master this dynamic will succeed. We'll just have to challenge ourselves as entrepreneurs to discover how.